KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky and 26 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 52 with a west wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, friends and family of injured Atlantic Trojan football player Steele McLaren came out for a vigil last night on the field at the Trojan Bowl and arranged themselves to display his number in lights. Cameras, glow sticks, and other devices were held high above the heads of those standing on the field turf and were captured by a drone. The 17-year-old Steele, who was a senior this year, fell off the back of a pickup truck Sunday afternoon near Anita and hit his head. He's currently listed in critical condition at a Nebraska hospital with swelling of the brain. The event was held Tuesday night. It was organized by Mallory Kirchhoff with drone help from Jay Robinson. Now, the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports 21 additional deaths have been attributed to COVID-19 for a total of 1,679 since the beginning of the pandemic. And there have been 1,419 additional positive test results for the virus that have been processed through the lab since 10 a.m. Tuesday for a pandemic total to date of 119,049. Officials say 1,102 deaths involved persons with pre-existing medical conditions, and 827 have occurred at long-term care facilities across the state, with seven being reported since 10 a.m. Tuesday. In our area, Madison County has one additional death for a total of three. There was a substantial jump in new positive COVID-19 cases since 10 a.m. Tuesday for counties in our listing area, including 12 new cases in Cass County, Guthrie and Shelby counties, 14 more in Harrison County, 27 additional cases in Union County, and 22 more cases in Pottawatomie County. Only Mills County was without an additional case of COVID-19 since the last report. Cass County has seen more than 400 new cases since the pandemic began. You can see the list on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Now, the number of Iowans who are hospitalized with the coronavirus is just shy of 600 at 559 at last check, which is another record for the pandemic. That's up from 564 on Tuesday. There are 113 patients admitted in the last 24 hours compared to 78 the previous day. There are 136 patients in intensive care, and that's up from 128. And there are 51 patients on ventilators, which is up from 46 on Tuesday. Western and Southwest Iowa hospitals report 51 patients hospitalized with COVID compared to 39 on Tuesday. 13 are in an ICU, that's unchanged. 8 have been admitted, and there are now 2 persons on a ventilator, where previously there had been 1. Long-term care facility data show there were 71 outbreaks, one more than yesterday. 2,061 patients and staff at those facilities have tested positive, and 885 have recovered. The statewide positivity rate is at 11.1% as of this morning. That's up from 10.6% on Tuesday. Elections officials in Iowa are worried about the state's rising number of coronavirus cases, say that any illness or absences among key workers and volunteers could hinder their services through Election Day. A week before the election, Iowa is reporting a new high 7-day average of about 1,300 daily infections, record numbers of hospitalizations, and surges in deaths. County elections commissioners say they hope the virus does not sideline any of their small full-time staffs and experienced poll workers. Officials warn any unexpected absences or last-minute substitutes could lead to delays and long lines, particularly because social distance will be required for those waiting. And Cass County Public Health yesterday said they have a limited supply of influenza vaccine as part of an initiative to immunize adults with no insurance, those who are underinsured or have a limited access to influenza vaccine. Appointments are required and can be made by calling Cass County Public Health at 712-250-8008. The vaccine will also be administered in their offices at 1408 East 10th Street. Weekend appointments may be made available if needed. Just ask when you call to schedule your appointment. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention provided adult influenza vaccines to states to increase influenza vaccine coverage as a critical part of the COVID-19 response work. Increasing adult influenza coverage, they say, will result in a decreased strain on the nation's healthcare system. In our funeral announcements, Samuel Sam Passamato, age 86, of Atlantic, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Sam Passamato will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church, and Atlantic Roland Funeral Service has the arrangements. The family is requesting face masks be worn at the service, that social distancing guidelines be carefully followed. Ruby Mae Burgett, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died October 19th in Des Moines. Graveside services for Ruby Burgett will be today at 1 o'clock in the Hamlin Cemetery with Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center in charge of the arrangements. Jim Cricket Crawley, age 63, of Hamlin, died Sunday at his home. An open visitation for Jim Cricket Crawley will be held at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., with the family present from 5 until 8 p.m. Joyce Nelson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Friday at CCMH. Celebration of life services for Joyce Nelson will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dale Hoppert, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dale Hoppert will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. John Matteson, age 65, of Carroll and formerly of Atlantic, died October 22nd in Carroll. A visitation of the family of John Matteson will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mark Johnson, age 63, of Atlantic, died September 3rd in Des Moines. A celebration of life for Mark Johnson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the First Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service is in charge of the arrangements. The family has requested masks be worn at the service. Charles Wooster, Jr., age 89, of Manila, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Charles Wooster, Jr. will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. CDC guidelines will be observed at all times. Social distancing and wearing masks is highly suggested. Edward Lee Parsons, age 85, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Edward Parsons will be held November 5th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with a luncheon to follow. Elsie Van Gundy, age 88, of Panora and formerly of Bagley, died Monday at Lakeside Village in Panora. Private family graveside services for Elsie Van Gundy will be held at the Richland Township Cemetery near Bagley. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Helen Nevins, age 92, of Stewart, died Wednesday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. No services are planned at this time for Helen Nevins. Cremation has taken place at Johnson Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Stewart. Charlene Swain, age 75, of Griswold and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Charlene Swain are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter Hare, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Walter Hare are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.